Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we continue to draw closer to the elections of 2022. And while there is no presidential race on the ballot, there are a lot of important races at the top of the ticket, not the least of which in some states are governors, some states are U.S. senators, and some states are both. And in New York State, there's this very interesting story that's unfolding here, because the mainstream press is desperately trying to make everyone think that this race is a blowout and that it's completely one-sided and there's no way that the Republican can possibly break through. And on the other side, you've got a little engine that can in Congressman Lee Zeldin, who still serves his country in uniform, has been an incredible congressman for the state of New York, and is just working his fingers to the bone to tell every New York voter that he's going to do the things that everyone's been promising to do, but nobody's delivered on, like get stuff done by way of criminal justice reform so that we can stop sending criminals back out on the street the moment they get arrested. And someone who cares an awful lot about all of those issues are his running mate, Alison Esposito, who is a former NYPD herself, and that is her legacy. Her father was NYPD Chief Michael Esposito, and Alison Esposito joins us now for the next few minutes. Alison, welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Let's talk a little bit about, because I think people, if they live in the city, they understand. If they live in the outer boroughs, they may not. And if they live across the country, they certainly don't have the same recognition. But I was in the city just this last week a couple of times, Alison, and neighborhoods that I was, you know, very familiar with going to on a daily basis just a couple of years ago before COVID felt very different to me. And in a lot of ways, I've got to think that that is just the experience of every New Yorker magnified times 10. Just how bad is the street crime problem in New York State?
So I hate to even have to answer that question, because almost 25 years of my life has been dedicated to making this city safe, to making the people of the city of New York safe, so that they can run in Central Park, so that they can enjoy the lights of Broadway, so that they can go travel to and from work safely, so their children could be in the parks and on the swing sets and just enjoying the city.
Right.
But right now, there is a different feel. You have political officials that are trying to tell New Yorkers not to believe their own eyes, not to believe that the feeling they have on the street is real. You walk out on the city streets right now, you see people in mental crisis. We have a problem with mental illness. We have a problem with homeless people that are walking the streets in crisis, yelling, screaming, throwing things. They are randomly attacking people in some cases. Mm. You have crime that is running rampant through our streets and in our subways. Year to date, just major transit crimes are up more than 43%. Mm. That's more than 500 extra victims for the year. If you look at the subway system in the last 28 days, the NYPD stats saw 182 major crimes. You know, that's more than 6 victims a day for major felonies.
Wow.
I have to think that New Yorkers are walking the streets or traveling to and from work and going, well, is today the day that I'm the victim? It's a horrible feeling for me to think that New Yorkers feel like that.
You served in the Bronx, and you were also on the gang unit. And I'm just curious, mm-hmm. since bail reform has gone into place. What types of changes have the units like the gang unit seen in their day-to-day activities?
So that's true. I was in the gang unit. I was a lieutenant in the gang unit. I was in the South Bronx. I was on the SWAT rescue team, ESU, and I was a commander in multiple places in Brooklyn. And when I was a commander in Brooklyn, that's when you saw the bail reform take effect. And it was amazing, but it was immediate, the change that we saw. We saw them letting people out, and within days of January 1st of the 2020 bail reform,
yeah,
they were getting rearrested for robberies or shootings. And then 7 days later, I had an individual that was shot himself after being arrested for robberies, 6 days after getting released. It was absolutely immediate. The fact that we're not giving judges the ability to weigh dangerousness, flight risk, potential of reoffense, this is absolutely unacceptable. Now, criminal justice reform needed to happen. And the argument is, if two people, one rich, one poor, first-time offense, low-level, potentially property crime, maybe petty larceny, one shouldn't sit in jail and wait while the other one gets out on $100 bail simply because they can't afford it. But when you're talking about repeat violent offenders that have no business on our streets, bail reform, it went too far in New York State. We have to repeal cashless bail.
The quality of leadership, in my mind, Allison, means that you have to, on some level, be able to tell the voters the truth and what the actual situation is if they are to trust you. And it seems like
Agreed.
The current group in Albany want to trick the voters of New York, not tell the voters of New York the truth. Am I off base there?
No, sir, I don't think you are. And I don't think it's only the officials in Albany. You know, New Yorkers aren't stupid. We are quick-witted. We are witty. We are just a fast-paced group of individuals that are incredibly astute and can see what's going on. And they want us not to believe our eyes. Now, you have even political officials like a councilwoman, Tiffany Caban, that's telling people in Queens that the subway crime is a one in a million possibility. A one in a million possibility. Days prior, you saw a woman in her district stomped out by a vagrant man in Queens in the subway station. And then days after that, we had that horrific murder of the FDNY lieutenant, you know, it's in her district. And she's actually handing out flyers to local residents and businesses, asking them to find some way else to deal with violent criminals or emotionally disturbed people other than calling the police. And she suggested that maybe they can distract them by spilling their soda or saying, didn't I go to school with you? Can you imagine that is what our politicians are putting forth to New Yorkers?
Absurdity is what it is. We're speaking it's with absurd. Allison Esposito here with Kevin McCullough. If you were to quickly describe one or two things that are different about them, what would those be?
Well, I don't think I could do it quickly because they are absolute polar opposites.
Okay.
Lee is a man of integrity, a man of backbone, a man of action. Kathy Hochul is more corrupt than her predecessor. Engaged in pay-to-play scandal after pay-to-play scandal after pay-to-play scandal. Kathy Hochul, her first job, her first task when she was appointed governor was to choose a lieutenant governor. Her choice was the champion of the defund the police movement, who it turns out was a criminal himself, hence why he didn't want the police around. Lee's choice, his commitment to public safety, his commitment to the people of the state of New York, is to choose a law enforcement executive in contrast with 25 years experience in keeping people safe, in serving the communities of New York City. You know, the contrast couldn't be clearer in these two individuals.
That's true.
What we allow will continue. Kathy Hochul has failed to provide any leadership to New York State. How is she not forcing a special session? How is she not saying, figure this out, my New Yorkers are dying? Congressman Zeldin is an Army vet, a soldier, a family man. And you know what? In my world, integrity means a lot.
Yeah.
And I never would have stepped away from my men and women in the New York City Police Department if I didn't believe that his integrity was beyond reproach.
That is well said. Allison Esposito, thanks for being here with Kevin McCullough. Come on back between now and the
Absolutely.
Election. Kevin McCullough coming right
Anytime.
Back. Don't go
Thank
away.
Thank you.